Dr. Shigeru Omi, President of the 66th World Health Assembly, Dr. Margaret Chan, Director General of World Health Organization, Honorable Ministers, Distinguished Delegates, Ladies and Gentlemen, good afternoon. Dr. Omi, let me congratulate you on your election as President of the 66th World Health Assembly. I'm confident that we will enjoy a smooth and successful WHA under your able leadership. Even as we meet, we are confronted with the threat of emerging infectious diseases like H7N9 and the MERS coronavirus. To effectively counter such threats and protect our people from such diseases, we must work together to share information and knowledge and implement appropriate and effective measures. Last month, Singapore hosted the inaugural regional meeting of the World Health Summit with the theme Health for Sustainable Development in Asia. The rapid pace of economic growth, urbanization, environmental change, and aging is placing tremendous stress and demand on healthcare systems worldwide and threatening their sustainability. Participants of the summit were united in the view that a healthy population forms an important basis for socio-economic development. They exchanged ideas on good public health policies that would result in better health for the people of Asia and lay the strong foundations for growth and development in the region. One common challenge faced by governments worldwide, therefore, is to enable our people to live longer and healthier in an affordable and sustainable way. The theme for the 66th WHA is very timely and appropriate. Singapore applauds the tremendous progress made in achieving the health-related Millennium Development Goals among member states and echo the ASEAN statement delivered by my esteemed colleague from Thailand earlier that our job now is not only to maintain the momentum of our progress but to accelerate it through a multifaceted and sustainable approach. The key challenge of universal health coverage, or UHC, is how we can ensure that it stays sustainable, not just for the current generations, but also for future generations to come. There are diverse approaches to healthcare financing, from tax finance subsidies to social insurance to individual medical savings and varying combinations of each. Regardless of the financing and payer mix, an effective and sustainable financing system must incentivize individuals and healthcare providers to make appropriate and cost-effective treatments. This is especially so as healthcare costs continue to rise, driven by aging demographics, cost inflation, as well as the increase in accessibility of more advanced medical treatments and technologies. The Singapore government ensures that no Singaporean is denied necessary healthcare due to financial difficulties. To achieve this, we have a unique multi-tier financing system. First, the government provides heavy subsidies for basic healthcare services. Second, we help Singaporeans pay for their healthcare costs through a system of personal health savings called MediSave, which requires all Singaporeans to set aside a portion of their monthly earnings to pay for their medical treatment. Third, we help Singaporeans to pool the risk of catastrophic illness or severe disability through insurance schemes like MediShield and ElderShield. Finally, the state provides a safety net called MediFund to help those who do not have sufficient savings or insurance. The 3M system has served us well so far, but in recognition of the rapidly changing demographics, we are reviewing our healthcare financing framework to ensure healthcare will remain affordable going forward. The path to the UHC is complex, and there is no universal formula. There are strengths and weaknesses to each system, and different countries should tailor its own approach to cater to their unique circumstances on their path to attaining UHC. This is why it is important to have the right indicators to measure progress. Even for countries that have achieved UHC, the journey is an ongoing one to continuously improve the scope and quality of coverage, raise the effectiveness of healthcare, and ensure its sustainability across generations. Ladies and gentlemen, as healthcare struggles remain at the forefront of the global development agenda in the face of competing interests, UHC must remain a global priority. Even as our individual circumstances differ, there is a lot to be learned from each other as we set to achieve UHC for our own population. So let us take advantage of the opportunities offered to us by the WHA to exchange ideas and learn from one another. On this note, I look forward to a fruitful meeting ahead of all of us. Thank you.